Chapter 14. Follow after love, and earnestly desire spiritual things, and especially that you may prophesy. For the one who speaks in another language speaks not to people, but to God, for no one understands, but in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks to people for their encouragement, strengthening, and comfort. He who speaks in another language edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Now I desire to have you all speak with other languages, but rather that you would prophesy, and he is greater who prophesies than he who speaks with other languages, unless he interprets, that the church may be built up. But now, brothers, if I come to you speaking with other languages, what would I profit you, unless I speak to you either by way of revelation, or of knowledge, or of prophesying, or of teaching? Even things without life, giving a voice, whether pipe or harp, if they did not give a distinction in the sounds, how would it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet gave an uncertain sound, who would prepare himself for war? So also you, unless you uttered by the tongue words easy to understand, how would it be known what is spoken? For you would be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of sounds in the world, and none is without meaning. If then I do not know the meaning of the sound, I would be to him who speaks a foreigner, and he who speaks would be a foreigner to me. So also you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, seek that you may abound to the building up of the church. Therefore let him who speaks in another language pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in another language, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Otherwise, if you bless with the spirit, how will he who fills the place of the unlearned say the amen at your giving of thanks, seeing he does not know what you say? For you truly give thanks well, but the other person is not built up. I thank God I speak in tongues more than you all. However, in the church I would rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that I might instruct others also, than 10,000 words in another language,